And just because you become a Christian, that does not make you immune to the ways of the devil. That paints a target on you. You're a danger to the powers of darkness.
Amen.
You're a danger, woman. Hallelujah. Just remember that. You're a danger, woman. You're a danger to the enemy. And God has called you to be that, and God is equipping you to be that also. You know, we're not the prey. We're the hunters.
Amen. Amen.
Well, there's two of them that agree with me anyway. That's okay. I said, we're not the prey.
No.
We're the hunters.
Amen.
Come on, you know, stay awake, you know. For if somebody's not, you know, if they're not saying anything, give them a nudge. Glory to Jesus. Otherwise, I'll have to start shouting and running across the chairs or something just to get your attention. Oh, I've done it. Don't you worry. Oh, yeah. I've leapt from chair to chair historically. It was dangerous prior to these. The other chairs used to slip on that floor, didn't they? You know. We're the hunters. We're the ones who are out there to hunt and set the captives free. You know, you can be captive to guilt. You can be captive to condemnation. You know, sometimes we're saved, but then somehow we get captive to something else. You know, we've been captive to sin. And suddenly we become a captive to some small thing. Condemnation, a little bit of condemnation. Something you thought or should have done, or maybe those types of things. But you know, again, we've got to take thought. We've got to take captive every thought. That's what the Word of God says. Take captive every thought.
Yes.
You see, the devil works with thoughts. You know, you'll be okay. You can go and celebrate New Year's Eve. Everything will be fine. And then you can come back to the rehab house and everything will be okay. What a lie from the pit. 4 years on a difficult journey. She's not going to mind me telling you because, you know, she knows we love her. We love her because otherwise I wouldn't even bother writing to her on Messenger. And her mum's here tonight. Praise God for that.
Amen.
And you know, I think it was me that instigated the conversation. Yeah. See, now and again, I get that little nudge from God. Go on, yeah. Oh, I'll just ask. I always ask it. I ask all good questions. Oh, yeah, I mean, well, I hope it, but that's not me, that's God, you see. That's God's timing. That's God's perfect timing to say, do it now.
Yeah.
Come on, troubleshooter. Do it now. Wait a minute. I told you you can't shut her up, didn't I?
I'm just saying why I was worshipping. I started crying and my mum's like looking at me and I had really bad goose pimples and I'm not crying now because I couldn't stop crying. So I know now my mum coming here, that gives me the bigger thing because my mum's not been to church for years, on like just for nothing. She's been slow since she lost my sister years ago. And so, yeah, for my mum to come here to me tonight and feel that goose bumps and that love.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's right. It's the love of God.
Yeah.
It's the love of God. It's the love of God that draws men and women to Jesus. God is love. I have a word from God for you. He gave it me this afternoon. And from now on, God gave you one mouth and 2 ears. Shut up. Listen. Shut up and listen. And obey. That's what God told me to tell you. When you said you were coming, God gave me a word. Tell her to shut up and to listen. Because God wants to take you places. God wants to do things with you. It wants to give you things that you've never had before. But it means shut up and listen. Because while you're talking, you're not hearing what he's saying. Because most of the time while you've been talking, you've had your agenda.
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord's saying. Your agenda is a load of rubbish. And you need to let him place his agenda in your heart, yeah, in your soul, that he might lead you and direct you and protect you.
Yeah.
And if I see you going off course, the size 9s here, I'll be after you. Because I believe, you know, God has given you another chance, another opportunity. Don't waste it. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Hallelujah. God's at work. I remember the first time she ever came here. Daniel brought her here. Routine challenge. She sat over here. Front row. Correct? Right? I'm preaching. And all of a sudden, God told me something about her. And I just went up to her and started telling her. When I'd finished, I went back to preaching. She said to Daniel, how does he know that? What have you been telling him? Never met her before. Didn't even know her name at that point. But God knows your name. God knows where you are at right now. I'll tell you what, it's time to know where you are at,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Mm. When we were worshipping, the words that kept going through my mind were abandonment, sheer abandonment, and total submission.
Yeah. Abandonment, total abandonment, total submission. You've got to abandon yourself to God. It's the only way. Abandonment means absolute, totally trusting God when you do that. It's like when, you know, there's the child stood up on a wall and daddy says, come on, jump, I'll catch you. It's total abandonment. And the child dives off.
Yeah.
You know, child dives off into the father's arms, and father goes, I got you, didn't I? No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No.
Father catches you.
That's right.
And the child feels safe and secure. But this is where we've got to come to in our lives. It is total abandonment to God. To his word, that commitment that, no, it's God first and nothing else. You know, God is in my life and that is what it has to be.
Yeah.
And we stand on the word of God. And some of you have been in situations and circumstances, you've gone through things. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? I said, you've gone through things. Stop going back to the past and living that experience again.
Yeah.
It's painful. It's destructive. It's imprisonment.
Yeah.
It's time to just walk on. Walk on. Walk on. You walk out, no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus is in them.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great.
That's where we're at.
That's what we've got to come to. And when the devil says, oh, I've got a book on you.
I've got a book on him.
Ah, hallelujah. And you can say, well, guess what, devil? I was baptized. I was buried. I was buried. I was crucified in Christ. It is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. And this is what we've got to come to. This total abandonment. This thing of saying, it's not me. I'm not living for me. I'm living for Christ. I am Christ.
Amen.
Today I am Christ to the world. How else will they see Jesus? They can't go back 2,000 years and play the video. But they can look at today and can see the Christ in you. And people need to see Jesus in each and every one of us. I'm not perfect, but I'm on the journey. I'm on the journey. I'm on the road of perfection. I'm on that road of perfection. Are you?
Amen.
What, are you perfect? Or are you on the road? I know what you mean. We're on that road. We're moving forward towards God's plan, God's purposes for our lives. And as we move forward, God begins to pour into our lives blessings upon blessings, opportunity upon opportunities. And bring us to the place where there are signs, wonders and miracles, because the Christ that died on the cross rose again on the third day, and He lives.
Amen.
In each and every one of us. When we said, Jesus, I confess my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me. Make me new. When you really mean it, He comes in to make His abode. And you know you've got to hand over the controls. And say, okay, Lord, I've crashed a few times. I've burned a few times. I've missed the mark so many times. Here, Lord, get in the driving seat.
Amen. Okay.
Take me to my eternal destination in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Take me to my eternal destination in Christ Jesus. God has a plan for you.
Yes.
It's a good one.
Absolutely.
Oh, hallelujah. God has a plan for us. God does not have a downer on you. I know some churches have preached historically about the fact that, you know, God's going to get you. The devil will get you first to destroy you. He just comes with those little seeds of doubt. Flush them out.
Yeah.
How do you flush them out? You take the Word of God. Paul talks about the washing of the Word. The renewing of our mind. It's the washing of the Word. And as it washes over us, it flushes out doubt, fears, unbelief. Hallelujah. See, unbelief's the killer. It stops faith from operating. Jesus says when he was at Nazareth, they all knew Jesus. Oh, he's Joseph's son. He's just a carpenter, weren't he? Do you remember him? He made us a table. You know, that's the conversation. Oh, well, he made me some chairs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Jesus comes to heal. And instead of that town, that he didn't heal many. Why? Because of their unbelief.
Yeah.
You see, they looked at him as a carpenter. They didn't look at him as the Messiah,
Amen.
The Son of God, the Deliverer, the one who came to set the captives free.
Amen.
They looked at him and gave him another name. It's the same Jesus.
Amen.
He's not changed. He's not changed. But he says he did not many miracles in that town. What was different? It was the people's attitude.
Yeah.
It was the people's thinking. It was the people's doubt. It was the people's unbelief. And then yet we see the centurion, the heathen, the one who is there to possess their land, to take them captive. And he has a servant who's sick. And he's heard about Jesus. And he sets off and he says, I've got to find that Jesus. He's a man under authority. The authority of Almighty God, the Creator of all things. He said he's a man under authority. He says, and I'm a man under authority, and I know what that gives me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he went to Jesus and he said, my servant's sick. I need him to be healed. He's a precious servant. He's valued. Mm. And Jesus says, I'll come. No. Just say the word.
Yeah.
Say the word. Have you? Hey, just think about that. You know, you can preach a message on that one. Just say the word. If you start preaching that one on Sunday. Just say the word. And that's what we've got to start doing. You've not got to go on what your feelings are, what your thinking is, but what the Spirit says.
Amen.
What does the Spirit say? Say the word.
Yes.
Say the word. I give you all power and all authority in my name.
Amen.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The word of God deals with doubt, fear,
right.
Unbelief. Just say the word, that centurion says. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. No doubts. He didn't say he might be healed, he said he will be. Because I know the authority that you've got, it comes from. So he said, I don't know exactly where it comes from, but he said it comes from a higher place. So you just say that word, and he will be healed. Jesus marvelled. He said, wow. In all of Israel, all of the Jewish people, I have never heard or seen anybody with such faith.
Yeah.
So Jesus said the word. And as we read on, we discover the very hour that Jesus said. And that Jesus released the commandment, released the healing power from heaven. That's where it came from. Say the word. God will hear you. And power is released from heaven. Wow. You know, Peter and Paul, they were taking handkerchiefs. There was that many people that were sick, that were needing a touch from God. So they laid hands on handkerchiefs and anointed them and sent them out so that no matter who they touched, it healed them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Receive it, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you might think, oh, well, that's for the Bible days. No. When I worked with an evangelist for a while, I remember him preaching on the handkerchiefs. And you know, there was somebody sick in a city somewhere, the other side of the country, and they couldn't get there. So they just took an handkerchief, they anointed it, laid hands on it, prayed over it, imparted healing virtue. Imparted some divine power. It was charged with heaven,
yeah,
like a battery. And they put it in envelope and they sent it with a letter saying, place it on so-and-so's body and they will be healed. And the people did exactly that. And the person was instantly healed. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Other things may change, but Jesus never. Come on, church. This is why I say it to the young people in particular. I've got to be honest, it irritates me when people come without the written word. And I know some of you say, well, I've got it on my phone. So have I. But this goes flat. This gets viruses. This gets updates. And then things don't work. Right? This one's never gone flat. This one's never needed an update. This one never gets corrupted. And I can write in this one, I can highlight it, and I can write when God speaks to me little things from verses of Scripture, when God just puts his spotlight on something. Oh, wow. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh. And I write in there. Because then it becomes mine. It's mine. This is my Bible. This is my relationship with Almighty God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. It allows the Holy Spirit to reveal himself and the things of God. And this is why I say, you need this book. You need a real Bible. Because
yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, you know. Because when you go outside and you've got your Bible with you, you look different.
Yeah.
You are different. You're carrying the sword of the Spirit. You're carrying the Word of God. This changes people's lives. When you get to know your Bible, it's powerful. It's there to change lives. It's there to set captives free. It's there to heal the sick. It's there for you to use as a tool that being equipped in the Word of God. Yeah, I use my phone now and again. Yeah, I do. It's great times when you want to look for something. Tit. Remember that other night we were looking for something? Type it in, great, yeah. I tell you what, Siri's can't tell you how to get saved.
No.
Siri's can't tell you really who Jesus is. It'll spill some words out, but it has no understanding. There's no fire that burns that says, Jesus, save me in 1966.
46.
All right. He's always got to go on better, bless you. 46. But Jesus saved me.
Absolutely.
You know.
Changed my life.
Life-changing experience, isn't it? Absolutely. And this is what it's about. You and I, carrying the power, carrying the anointing. You know, everybody walks around with one of these days. Everybody. I mean, even kids in nappies have them. You know, and they all walk like this. Have you noticed? Well, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, they're all like this. Bump. I wish people would take enough time to spend in the Word of God. I wish they'd invent a paperback Bible that went ping. There's a message. That'd make you jump, wouldn't it? If it went ping and it's God speaking to you. Ooh. Ooh. But I'll tell you what. There's coming days when God is going to start pinging you.
Yes.
And not on your phone.
That's right.
He's going to ping you in the Word of God. Have you ever been pinged by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God? You know, you're reading something and all of a sudden it goes ping, you go whoa, and you see it in a new light, a fresh revelation. You've just been pinged by God, the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't bother with your phone. It can be flat. I mean, at one time Grace, when she had her first mobile phone, waste of time, it never turned on. Be trying to ring her all day. Where's your phone? It's in my bag. Well, why don't you answer it? I haven't got it turned on. I know, don't worry. Yeah, I know. They're all the same. But I tell you what, God's always there. God's always available. He's never turned off. And you and I need to realize that God wants to move through you. What was happening in the book of Acts is available still for today. The trouble is the church has walked away from it. The church is busy dancing in the outer court.
Yeah.
And the problem is the church forgot that Jesus went to that cross. And he died upon the cross. And as he was dying on that cross, his heavenly Father took the curtain in the temple that separated man from the Holy of Holies. And he tore it open. So that you and I can just push through. But you've got to push through. You've got to push through. That curtain was over 4 inches thick. And God just took hold of it and rent it from top to bottom. And when he let go, it just folded back a bit. All you need to do now is just push through. There is a way to God. And that way is through the door, Christ Jesus. Take him as your Lord and Savior.
Yep.
Let him begin to fill your life afresh and anew. Begin to make that fresh commitment and fresh desire to, I will follow Jesus.
Amen.
I will follow Jesus.
Amen.
Follow. I will follow him. Everywhere, anywhere, I will follow him. And that's what we've got to do. And he will take you anywhere. And he can take you everywhere.
Amen.
You know, when I gave my job up in industry, I had a friend who was in ministry. And do you know what he said to Grace and I? Because we used to travel a lot abroad. Well, we thought we did. And he turned around and said to us, that's all your holidays abroad now over. Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, if that was it over, that we clocked up some air miles. I mean, we did some flights for just about free. We paid in some flights £50 to fly to the USA. We'd got that many air miles, we didn't know what to do with them. I can remember one year, 4 times to the USA. Romania, lost count of how many times. Been out to Africa 2 times. Cuba 2 times. It's all you're travelling over, you know. It's all done. No, it's not. Oh, hallelujah. He's never been abroad. COVID's over. Hey, guess he's never flown. I don't know. I've seen you dive off platform.
I can fly that way, brother.
Bless him. Hallelujah. I tell you what though, I just discovered the other day my passport's out of date. I've got to get another passport now. But I'm ready. God is one wants to use you.
That's right.
Wants to use your home.
Yes.
Stop looking at your past. Stop allowing the devil to put you down. Stop allowing the devil to sow thoughts into your mind that say, you're no good, you failed, you'll never be any good, you'll never really make it, you'll always be a bit of a loner, you'll always be a substandard. God says he takes the weak things of this world to confound the mighty.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, I'm really nobody. No. Listen, when I was he'll tell you, my sister will tell you, when I was younger, I mean, I remember Methodist Sunday school. Glory to God. Cotton Wood. Oh, there you go. He remembers it. I remember they'd get you and you'd have to do a poem. And you'd have to stand in front of everybody. You know, I hated it. Absolutely hated being at the front. Put me on the door. I'll be all right. Give me a job up back somewhere. And then even as a teenager, I remember the first time being saved and we went to a youth rally. And we went to a church 2 times this size. First one I'd been in. Doncaster Pentecostal Church. Platform was 2 times as high as this. Right? The oversight thought guitars were instruments of the devil. So, unbeknown to me, my pastor booked me for the youth rally to sing. You remember my hairstyle? You know? I'm all shook up. Nobody told me about this till I got there. And here I am. Electric guitar. Great big amplifier. And I start to sing. Grace was there, I believe. Say that again.
I thought, I bet you've no idea nobody likes guitars.
Nobody liked guitars in that church. And there I am, you know, I've been set up. I weren't shook up, I was set up. Started young, smashing the idols, getting rid of them. But I tell you what, it took some doing. I was 16 then. When I got to 18, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Then things began to change. And a process started in me. And the result is what you see today. Oh my God, I'll not bother. I was timid, shy. In fact, Rob said the other week, didn't you? I remember you when you were young, you were shy. When you saw me up here, you went, wow. I was extremely shy, nervous as a kitten. But then when God, the Holy Spirit, came upon me, he began to bring a boldness. Do you remember Peter? Peter was afraid. He was afraid of a girl. A servant girl. But when the Holy Spirit came on him, he said he went out and stood there in the marketplace and he began to preach. And he says 3,000 people gave their lives to Christ. How many people were there? Was it 5,000? 10,000? 20,000? And he stood there declaring Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you can declare Jesus.
That's right.
Spread the gospel. Share the gospel. Begin to declare the word of God. Begin to draw close to God. Don't be put down by the devil. Don't be broken by him. Because every day he will come to you and he will lie to you and lie to you and lie to you. He will bring doubt and doubt. All he carries is a bag of seed called doubt. Doubt and unbelief. Don't use it. Turn to the word of God. Faith. Hope. Power. Authority. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. He says, he will pour out a double portion upon all flesh. Who wants a double portion?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Give me my double portion, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be fat and flourishing in the Spirit. You know? I want to wobble in the Spirit. You know? Glory to God. I want to see God moving. That's why we're doing these Bible studies on the Holy Spirit. I want to see you, every one of you, moving in the things of God with a boldness and an authority that comes not through self, but it comes through the Spirit of God that indwells each and every one of you. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. You know? And we want to ensure that you're strong in that. And moving forward in that. Because God loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, time's gone. Time's gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know some of you have been challenged tonight. Some of your thinking's been challenged. You know, it's time to stand up inside in the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what you've got to do. You might be saying, well, I'm stood up on the outside, but inside I'm not stood up. We need to be standing up in the Spirit. That the Spirit of God is stood up in us. And when the enemy comes, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up the standard against him and drives him back. Bowls him over. So often it's preached the other way. When the enemy comes in like a flood, start running. No. When the enemy comes in, full stop. Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord. Listen, they are more for us than they are against us.
Right. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. So if there's any floods, it's got to be from God. And God flooding through with His Spirit. And driving out the enemy. Driving him back. Reinhard Bonnke used to say, I'm going to populate hell. I'm going to plunder hell and populate heaven. We need to be, you know, there's a hell out here. There's a hell where you live. Plunder it. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord our God is with us. Be bold. Be strong. For God is with you. Even in school, He's with you. I remember, and this is just for your benefit, bless you, lovely to see you. I was at college, and one of our lecturers, he gave us a questionnaire, and he had a board, and he drew a vertical line in the centre, horizontal line in the centre that way, put some numbers on it, and some letters, and we filled in this questionnaire. And so, as then we were to give out the results, we swapped papers and then gave the results, you see. And there were people, so the centre line that went along here and vertical line, some were along this centre line to the left, some were along this centre line to the right. You know, this meant they were Labour type supporters, and this meant these were various types of things. And then, I can't remember which side it was, but somewhere far, 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 far away up here was another dot. And he looked at the board and he said, "Who's this?" "It's me." He looked at it. He looked at me and he said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Yeah." And he gave me the floor to give my testimony.
Amen.
Wow. I got 30 lads in class. And there they had to sit and listen to my testimony because the teacher said I could. Because he wanted to know. I think he wanted to know more than anything. He's right up here. I'm off, nearly off the chart. Well, there you go. That explains a lot of things. I'm off the chart. Glory to God. But I want to stay off the chart. You know? I want to be a firebrand. I want to set things on fire for God. I want the burning of the Spirit of God to set people on fire.
Amen.
I want to set you lot on fire.
Amen.
Burn, burn, burn for Jesus. Burn so bright for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Tonight, some of you have been challenged with your circumstances, your situations, the way you've been doing things, the situations you've been through, and you've been dragging some of them along. Put them down.
Yeah.
Leave them.
Yeah.
Take them to the cross. And leave them there. Get rid of them. Never go back to them. Because they're decaying. They're decaying. God says, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So just for the next few minutes, I want each and every one of you just to think for a moment. There's something that has challenged you today, this evening. God's spoken to you. God's put His finger on something. And He's saying, put it down. Leave it. Walk away from it. Give it up. Surrender everything to me. Submit to my will. You may not know exactly where He's taking you. But be assured of this. You will be safe.
Amen.
You will be secure.
Yeah.
Because God is love. Right now, just close your eyes. Just listen to God again. Whatever God has said to you tonight, to get rid of, to do away with, to throw it on the cross. I want you to do it. I don't want you to listen to your mind, because your mind will tell you not to do it. Your mind will tell you that you're stupid. The mind will tell you you can't do without that. You need that. That's who you are. No, it's not. Who you are is what Jesus is in you. That's who you are. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just come. Just come and do. Just touch. Put down those fears. Put down those hurts. Allow the Lord to pour oil and bind the wounds that you've received. Don't let the enemy torment you with evil spirits. Lies. Lies. Don't let sadness overtake you. Don't let grief become your prison. Don't let family circumstances stop you from following God. Walk on. God is the restorer. Let God restore. Right now, I just want you to... Some of you have been hurt. It's hurt you. It's wounded you in your heart. Maybe even wounded you in your mind, your emotions. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I want you to just put your hand on that area and we're going to pray. That God will just begin to minister healing, release, that those things will no more have a hold on you.
Amen.
They'll not be a yoke of bondage to you. So just put your hand on that area of your life and begin to allow the Lord by His Spirit to move. Don't be just sort of impartial to this. You know, listen. What has God just lit up? What has God shown a little torch on something and it's like, I need to deal with this? You know, some of us will be getting a thought, you're a man, you're bigger than this, you can handle it yourself. You know, you're a woman, I'm capable of handling this myself, I don't need. Well, let me tell you this, that's a lie. Those are words of deceit. In our weaknesses, we're made strong. Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you right now. And Father, I pray, Lord, you touch us in our minds right now, Father. Some of you have been battling thoughts. Battling thoughts. Some of these thoughts have had you captive for quite a long time. Had you going in all sorts of different directions and yet never finding what you're looking for. Never finding that place of peace. And the Lord's saying, let me into your thought patterns. Let me into your mind. Surrender. Yeah, but I need to know what I'm doing. You haven't known what you've been doing for years. Give God the opportunity. Give Him chance. Some of you have got hurts in your heart. Have been wounded deep. Circumstances, situations. You've even told God what you thought of Him. And what you thought of Him wasn't pleasant. But it didn't knock Him off His throne. Because He knows that you've been lied to. He knows that you've been cheated. He knows you've been robbed by the devil. And today Jesus wants you to let Him come in and restore and to touch that area right now. Thank you, Lord. The hand of God is just touching right now. It's just flowing. Just flowing. Just receive it. Receive it. Receive that healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just receive that healing. Just let it flow. Don't matter if you've got tears. It's okay. It's not a problem. Tears of joy are going to come through. Just let it flow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have even had trouble with your breathing, and the enemy has sought to rob you of the very breath of life. He's tried to steal your life because you stepped away from God. You stepped from under His covering. But today, it's a new day. Amen. It's a new dawn.
Amen.
It's a new breath of God.
Amen.
When God breathed into Adam, mm, the breath of life. Today, right now, just take the breath of God. Let the breath of God just breathe it in. Breathe it in. Deep. Take deep breaths of the breath of God. Spirit of the living God. Just flow. Hallelujah. Bring in wholeness. Bring in life. Newness of life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Precious Redeemer. Some of you have been abused. Forgive your abusers. Forgive them. Let the Lord deal with them. And let the Lord pour His love into that area of your life. And heal you. Make you a whole person. Make you anew. God is restoring. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, right now we just thank You for Your restoring power. We thank You, Lord, for Your resurrection power. We thank You, Lord, for Your healing power. We thank You, Lord, for Your delivering power. We thank You, Lord, that You've made us a new creation. A brand new man and woman in Christ Jesus. And Father, I just pray that, Lord, we shall go from strength to strength in you, O God.
Amen.
Father, I pray you'll give us a fresh desire for your word.
Yeah.
Father, I pray for such a hunger within our hearts and lives for you, O God, that nothing is going to keep us away. Nothing is going to stop us being what you called us to be. Saints, anointed saints, filled with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, anointed for service. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you. Father, I pray that this night, Lord, you would seal this work. Seal this work, Father, in the hearts and the minds and the lives of each and every one of us, O God. Seal that work, Father. That this night, Lord, you'll give us a good night's rest and we shall rise in the morning. Rise in victory, in triumph. No more a doubter, but Lord, one who lives by faith.
Amen.
One who lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Amen. Every doubt gone in Jesus' name. Every doubt gone. Every thought of being a failure gone in the name of Jesus. You're no longer a failure. God has set you up for success and not for failure. Now begin to get involved with it. Begin to get involved with God and let this become a reality. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, all these things that have been going off, it means that you have to cooperate with God. Historically, I remember something of the word that I gave to Stacy. Things, God said things were over. And we've gone on a number of years since. And it's still not over yet because it's about cooperating with God. It's about partnership with God. If somebody gives you a prophetic word, it's not just, well, let's take a magic wand and just wave it and now it's going to happen. That's not it. God is saying things, He's preparing you for things for the future. And you have to work towards it.
Yeah.
You know, it's prophesied about Moses. He would be the deliverer.
Yes.
He was brought up in Pharaoh's house. And at the age of 40, he discovered who he was. Oh, right. I'm going to deliver my people. So he killed one Egyptian. And then he ran for 40 years. Into the desert. And God had to deal with him.
Yeah.
God had to prepare him. You see, so many people do that. God's called me to this. I'm off. Never to be seen again. They crash. They burn. Instead of saying, well, I need to stay around and be prepared, being got ready, matured, for this warfare, for this battle. This is a big thing. And we need to work together. Hallelujah. And Moses needed his hair on. He weren't bald, by the way. He got his hair off one day, yeah, with them all. But Moses needed Aaron. We need each other.
We
need one another. You're not called to work on your own. You're called to work in the body
Amen.
Of Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you.